Mark, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Now, if anyone missed it, what is the big controversy with FaceApp?
Well, the biggest controversy is probably what's hidden in the terms of use. You might have seen last week, it sort of made headlines, this controversial new app, because everyone was concerned about the license that the parent company from Russia, Wireless Labs, has over your photos. But I decided to have a bit of a deeper look, and it turns out that's actually the least of our worries, because there's a fair few more terms that affect all manner of things, from legal liability to what you can do if you want to initiate a dispute.
Right. So do we actually know what that company would do with the data?
Look, if I'm being totally honest, you know, the media's probably overplayed it a little bit. I don't think Russia has any particular interest in our photos per se. I think they're more likely to use the AI technology which manipulates the photos to sort of harness that particular technology and improve it so that, you know, things like facial recognition can improve. But other than that, I don't see them actually wanting to use our data. But I think the more concerning fact is that it is out there and someone else does have access to it and rides over it.
Yeah, of course. I guess for a few people it can be a bit worrying to know that your data is being given to someone else.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So when in your research, did you find if there were any clauses in the contract that would allow a person to get out of it?
Well, yeah. That's the interesting thing. As I started ploughing on through, I came along Clause 15, which is all about dispute resolution. And for those who don't know, if you have downloaded this app within the last week or two, the clock's ticking because you've got a 30-day opt-out, which is basically a provision which says if you don't want to have to resolve your dispute with the company for whatever reason, if you're upset about them using a photo or whatnot, then you have to do so through binding arbitration in California. So if you want to get out of that, you better get a move on, because the only way to opt out is to write to the parent companies based in St. Petersburg, which is in Russia.
Right. Okay. So there's actually a way that we can get out of it.
You can opt out. Outside of that, outside of 30 days, you're in a bit of strife, because it means then that the provision itself applies. You then do have to, as I've just said, sort of work your way through the arbitration process under Californian law, which is not all that amenable, so it's probably easier for you if you wanted to, of course, to exercise your legal rights and opt out. But you'd have to get a move on, because I'm pretty sure letters take about 2 weeks to get to Russia from Australia.
Yeah, and might have to express post those ones. Do you think this is a common clause in contracts?
I don't know if it's all that common. I've only come across this a couple of times, if I'm being honest. But one very popular example that comes to mind was Pokemon Go. I don't know if you remember that one.
Yes, I do remember Pokemon Go. That was a good one.
Yeah, really, really popular, and rightfully so. It was good fun. But if you looked in there was also a 30-day opt-out clause, similar sort of conditions to this one with FaceApp. And again, it went under the radar a bit. So it's obvious that it's becoming more of a popular trend amongst these app developers to insert a clause like this. And it's, look, without trying to cast a shadow or throw shade at these companies, it's pretty obvious that, you know, no one reads these things. So, you know, who within 30 days is going to see it? You know, 98% statistically won't.
Yeah, most people, I guess, will just tick a box so they can move on and see how old they'll look in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly right. Or we could just wait and see what happens naturally.
I guess, do you think this is something that consumers should be more wary of in the long run if more and more companies are adding these sorts of clauses into their contracts?
Oh, definitely, because, I mean, this is regarding dispute resolution. I mean, who's to say they couldn't slip a term in similar wording, which would say after 30 days you start paying X amount of dollars per week. So it's absolutely essential. But convincing consumers to read through the terms, you know, it's like getting blood out of a stone, unfortunately. Every empirical study says that. So I can only implore people, because I found that by looking. You know, I didn't have to look too far, thankfully. It's not the densest set of terms. I mean, it's going to be difficult when you come up against, you know, Apple's terms of use, for example, which go for pages and pages. But, yeah, no, they absolutely should.
Yeah. Well, very informative. Hopefully everyone will be a bit more cautious before ticking any boxes too quick.
I don't have it, but you know, friends have gone ahead and done it for me, so I've had a glimpse into the future, and I'm thinking it's probably worth me just waiting it out.
Yeah, maybe that's probably the best option. Thank you so much for coming on the show this afternoon, Mark.
No troubles. Thank you for having me. Have a good afternoon.
You too.